Om Shri Sai Ram. On behalf of everyone, I offer humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan, Shri Satya Sai Baba. Etra Pujyante Naryaha, Tatra Ramante Devaha. This is the Veda's quote, which Swami has held at all times. Bhagawan, our beloved Bhagawan, has also said that mother is man's first precipitator or guru, preceptor and guru, and that it is the duty of one and all to foster love for the mother. A mother is a divine form regardless of where she may be. Matra Devo Bhava, Pitra Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atiti Devo Bhava. Even among gods, mention of the mother is the first and supreme. A mother is the child's first teacher. She works hard throughout her life for the well-being of her children. We have gathered here today to confer the Ishwaramma Puraskar Award, named so in loving memory of revered mother of our own beloved Bhagawan, who herself was a very epitome of selfless service and love. This award, whose prime objective is to honor a Mahila from Karnataka for rendering remarkable and selfless service to the society. This was blessed by Swami in the year 2010. And this year, this award ceremony is made even more special because we are celebrating this occasion at the sanctified abode of our own beloved Lord. At the outset, I would like to request Srimati Padma Arun, State Coordinator, Spiritual Wing, Mahila Vibhag, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, Karnataka, to welcome the gathering.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my humble, loving and reverential pranams at the sacred lotus feet of my divine master and beloved Lord Shri Satya Sai. Respected elders, revered guests, dear brothers and sisters of our Sai family, also our loving devotees watching this proceedings live, loving Sai Rams to all of you and pranams to Sai residing in each one of you. What better way to start this very special day than by welcoming our beloved Lord to preside over the proceedings in the form of Swagatam song rendered so melodiously by the sisters of Vrindavan Bhajan group. I also join them in welcoming our beloved Swami to grace this occasion with his ethereal presence and his blessings. Welcome, Swami. Dear brothers and sisters, we the Mahila Vibhag of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, Karnataka, and the Ishwaramma Puraskar Committee extend a hearty and a warm welcome to our respected trustees of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, revered All India President Sri Nimish Pandya, and all the office bearers of our organization. Also, we extend a hearty welcome to all the loving devotees of our Sai fraternity who are assembled here on this joyous occasion, this day, 9th February, which also happens to be the 9th year of the awards ceremony, blessed by Bhagwan in the year 2010. Everyone having stepped in this holy place is very, very, very special to us. We are all happy to have all of you here. It gives me great pleasure to welcome eminent chief guest, Honorable Srimati Justice B.V. Nagaratna, to the divine abode of our Lord. Welcome, ma'am. Srimati Nagaratna began her career in 1987 and was appointed as additional judge of High Court of Karnataka in 2008, followed by position of permanent judge in 2010. Srimati Nagaratna has been instrumental in passing several landmark judgments and contributed abundantly to the field of justice. Welcome once again, ma'am. Our heartiest welcome to all the awardees of Ishwaramma Puraskar, Srimati Tulasamma Kelur from Gadag district, Namaskarama. Srimati Gayatri Narayan of Tumkuru district, Namaskara. Srimati Sitava Dundappa Jodati from Belagam, Namaskara. Dear brothers and sisters, together, let us stand committed to strengthen the bonds of love and message of Mother Sai to bind us forever. Let us be role models as embodiments of divine love, practicing the values taught by our beloved Bhagavan to enable our transformation from human to divine. Many of you would have made a huge effort to join us today. Enjoy all of you, please enjoy the rest of this memorable day. Leave all your burdens and sorrows at the feet of our beloved Mother Sai and carry home with you the joy and bliss from here. Thank you. Once again, we welcome you all. Sai Ram.
Thank you, Padma. Dear Sai brothers and sisters, as we all know, our beloved Bhagavan always emphasized that women are the strong pillars of our society, and it is our duty to uphold that faith and teaching bestowed on us and become glorious and symbols of strong and ideal womanhood ourselves. Reiterating, emphasizing this strong belief is Srimati Nirmala Murthy, who will now speak a few words about the significance and history of the Ishwaramma Puraskar Award.
Honorable Srimati Justice B.V. Nagaratna, respected elders and all Sai brothers and sisters gathered here today, I wish to offer my humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet and to seek his blessings for the success of this function. I seek Mother Ishwaramma's blessings too. Allow me to begin by reciting Bhagwan's frequently quoted beautiful message stressing the importance of manava seva. Na tapamsi na tirtanam na shastrani japanahi samsara sagarottare sajjanam sajjanam sevanam vina. Early in 2010, benevolent Bhagwan Baba gave his blessings and approval to the women's wing of the Karnataka Satya Sai organization for conducting the Mother Ishwaramma Puraskara program, named after the Divine Mother herself, and blessed the names of the very first three awardees, two of whom received their Puraskara in the holy precincts of Prashanti Nilayam, while the third received in Sai Darshan Mandir in Bengaluru. As many of you know, Swami also indicated to our state president, Sri Nagesh Dhakappa, that the Puraskara program should be an annual feature. This has been scrupulously followed. The objective of the program all along has been to identify and celebrate women who have selflessly taken up tasks in the areas of education, medical care, and socio care without expectation of publicity and reward. It is most appropriate that exactly 9 years later, on the occasion of 50th anniversary of the Mahila Vibhag, we have come back to celebrate the program at this sacred abode of Swami, where it all started. We truly believe that He is the beginning, the middle, and the end, the basis, the substance, and the source, by whatever name we may wish to call Him. Past awardees, ever since 2010, have included Mahilas who have been striving over the years to take care of spastic and autistic children, children with visual and hearing impaired, widows and orphaned families, families of martyrs, treatment of cancer, fighting the scourge of HIV, disseminating Bhagwan's message, spreading health care in rural areas, and so on. You will witness a very short video on earlier celebrations. In His Divine Discourse on March 21st, 2004, Swami had underlined the three negative qualities that a sadhaka who wishes to serve mankind should avoid: ahankara, egoism; adambara, exhibitionism; and abhimana, favoritism. Instead, Swami emphasized sadhaka's heart must be filled with selfless love, humility, and compassion. The three awardees who will be introduced to you in a few minutes and will be honored today for their work spanning decades personify these qualities that Swami had stressed. I look upon them as empowered women, and I am certain that they, in turn, will inspire others to take up the demanding tasks that these Mahilas felt motivated to take up. I will be failing in my duty if I did not convey our heartfelt gratitude to the office bearers of the Central Trust, our All India President, Srimati Kamala Pandya, the National Coordinator, Mahila Vibhag, our State President of Karnataka, Shri Nagesh Dhakappa, district presidents in Karnataka, and sizable number of Sai devotees who have worked tirelessly in the last few weeks to make this beautiful event possible. beautiful event possible at this hallowed venue. We will look forward to your continued support in the months to come. Thank you all. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Srimati Nirmala Murthy, our convener, Ishwarma Puraskar Award. Now I request Srimati Nalini Ullal, State Coordinator, Mahila Vibhag, Youth Wing, to present the citation about the awardees, Srimati Tulsamma Kelur, Srimati Gayatri Narayan, and Srimati Sitava Dundappa Jodati. The earlier Puraskar videos have been played. Please do have a watch the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sai Ram, I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan and thank him for giving me the opportunity to introduce our revered awardees for today's function. Our first awardee is Srimati Tulasamma Keluru. Srimati Tulasamma Keluru. It was her dream to change the lives of visually impaired and destitute children, and 65-year-old Tulasamma Kelur, a former Aya at a private school, has let neither poverty nor the travails of drought get in her way. Dipping in her meager means, she rented a building as there was no financial aid coming from the official sources, and touring remote villages offered her services to these children wherever she found them. Today, she has transformed the lives of over 100 visually impaired and destitute children. Through the Gnana Sindhu Residential School, she has established, with the help of her sons, in Hole Aluru village, Gadak district, Karnataka. While her children and people at large have helped her out with donations, it was her indomitable spirit that saw the project through. Tulasamma's own life has been far from easy. Not only did she work as an Aya in a private school for decades, but also as a daily wager to pay the school fees of her children after the death of her husband. Two of her sons joined Tulasamma to support her in her activities. But then Tulasamma decided they should start their own school for the blind and destitute children in 2010. And took on the entire responsibility of running it. Started with just 5 students, the school now has 96 children on its rolls, studying in classes 1 to 9. When the school started, Tulasamma, not forgetting her roots, washed the children's clothes, made their food, and even bathed them when necessary. In short, she was a surrogate mother to them in every way. Her services have not gone unrecognized, as she received the Rajyotsava Award. But rather than sit on her laurels, the woman with hardly any education herself has a new dream: to start a college for blind and destitute students. Her son, Sri Shivananda, has been teaching yoga, and the students have won laurels at district, state, national, and international level. Jai Sai Ram.
Now I request Honorable Justice Srimati B.V. Nagaratna to present the Ishwarma Puraskar Award to Srimati Tulsamma Kelur.
Our second awardee for today's function, Srimati Gayatri Narayan from Madhugiri, Tumukuru district, has been engaged in eye donation activities for the past 30 years. Srimati Gayatri has been involved in retrieving eyes and transporting donated eyes through a cold chain to various eye banks in Bengaluru. According to her, she has visited homes of the deceased and has even travelled to the burial ground, though women from her community are forbidden from going there. The only thought that comes to her mind while doing her job is that the retrieved eyes will help at least two blind persons see the world. With no external support, Srimati Gayatri is also a certified eye retriever who has helped doctors retrieve eyes from 250 donors, of which she alone has retrieved eyes from 35 donors in the past 1 year. Though she has studied just until class 10, she learnt how to retrieve eyes from a deceased person. She was given training and also given a certificate from the famous Shankar Netralaya in Bengaluru. I beg your pardon. It is the famous Narayan Netralaya. Narayan Netralaya, a super speciality eye care hospital in Bengaluru, has also given her a kit to store the retrieved eyes, and many a time she has sent the donated eyes through a cold chain by KSRTC buses to the city. It is not easy to visit a house where there is a death in the family and speak to them and their relatives and convince them about eye donation, especially when they are grieving. But we need to carry on with our work, she says. Srimati Gayatri runs Sangrahana Kendra, part of Sri Varadayini Seva Trust, where she is the president, and the funds collected through meager donations from her trust are what are used for transportation. She conducts various awareness programs on eye donations in schools, colleges, and women's organizations. Srimati Gayatri Narayan is the recipient of Harish Award from Dr. Rajkumar Eye Bank in Bengaluru. Jai Sai Ram. Our third awardee of today's function, Srimati Sitava Jodati, is a Karnataka-based social activist working for the emancipation and empowerment of women suffering within the Devadasi system. In 2018, she was conferred the Padma Shri, the fourth highest civilian award by the President of India. Srimati Sitava Jodati was born in Kabburu village of Chikkodi Taluk in Karnataka. The youngest of six daughters, Sitava was promised as a Devadasi to the community by her parents, who believed that by doing this, they would be rewarded with a son. After undergoing a religious ritual at the age of 7, Sitava was made a Devadasi. By age 17, she was mother of 3 children. Sitava met Latamala, the managing director of Women Development Corporation, in 1991, who made her realize how degrading the practice of Devadasi was to the dignity of women. Sitava decided to save herself from the Devadasi system. She and the other Devadasis who used to travel to southern Maharashtra and northern Karnataka to attend religious fairs began to speak up against this practice, and within a week the number of dissenters had risen to 45 women. Soon after, Sitava joined the Mahila Abhivruddhi Samrakshana Samste, MASS, MAS, an organization dedicated to the eradication of the Devadasi system. Since then, she has rescued over 4,000 women and rehabilitated them with other jobs. She joined MAS when she was 17, and for over 3 decades, she worked to uplift Devadasis and Dalits in Belgaum district of Karnataka. She is the CEO of MAS organization since 2012. The organization has around 4,000 former Devadasis as members. Jodati conducts AIDS and legal workshops and programs on women and child rights, financial management, STDs and other issues. She has created over 300 self-help groups that provide financial support to the former Devadasis through banks and micro lenders. MAS members say that thousands of girls are safe and leading a safer life thanks to Sitava. Even after the national award was conferred, Sitava did not see how her work was extraordinary. She says that she is simply doing this so that other girls do not suffer the pain and insult she has experienced. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, madam, and thank you, Nalini. That was a glorious introduction. A woman plays many roles at her home. A daughter, a sister, a wife, and mother, and so on. But her role doesn't end there. It also extends outside her home as someone who plays a pivotal role in the socio-economic development of a nation. Women help build a compassionate society, a progressive nation, and a more tolerant world. Today, by receiving the Ishwarama Puraskar Award, each one of you have inspired us to follow your footsteps in the best possible way. Our heartiest wishes and congratulations to all the awardees. I now kindly request our chief guest, Honorable Justice Srimati B.V. Nagaratna, to share a few words. Over to you, ma'am.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams to Swami Sri Satya Sai Baba. My humble pranams to Mata Ishwaramma. My pranams to each one of you present here today. Office bearers of the Central Trust, All India President of Sri Satya Sai Organization, National Mahila Coordinator Srimati Kamala Pandya, Karnataka State President Sri Nagesh Dakappa, Sri Satya Seva Organization Karnataka, the three eminent Ishwaramma Puraskara awardees, distinguished invitees, members of the Sri Satya Sai Organization, ladies and gentlemen, devotees of Sri Swamiji Satya Sai Baba, and my dear children. Madam Nirmala Murthy said in her address, selfless love, humility, compassion, they were the mottos of Swamiji Sri Satya Sai Baba. I had never been to this place. I have never felt the vibration of this place. I had the good fortune of meeting Swami Sri Satya Sai Baba way back in 1982 when he came all the way to New Delhi and he stayed in Justice P.N. Bhagwati's residence. My father, Justice E.S. Venkatramaya, being Justice P.N. Bhagwati's colleague, invited us to have a darshan of Swamiji. That is only the fleeting moments I had. But today I have felt the vibration and the connection with Sai Baba. I thank Mahila Vibhag of Sri Satya Sai Baba Organization, Karnataka, and Ishwaramma Puraskara Committee for having invited me to this samaramba to present Ishwaramma Puraskara to three deserving women social workers, all of whom happen to be from Karnataka. I deem it a great privilege and honor which has been bestowed on me by this august institution, Sri Satya Sai Baba Organization, and its Mahila Vibhag for having invited me this evening. Sri Satya Sai Baba Organization has been rendering invaluable service to mankind by perpetuating the memory of Swami Sri Satya Sai Baba, whose life and endeavors are known worldwide. He has been a confluence of spirituality and social service to mankind. The organization, which is continuing the invaluable service of Swami Sri Satya Sai Baba, must be complimented not only for its devotion to the mentor, but action being taken to continue to serve the society while perpetuating the memory of Swami Sri Satya Sai Baba, particularly in the field of education, health services, and rural development. And therefore, once again say that I am honored to be here this evening. I am informed that the awards are being given in honor of Swami Sri Satya Sai Baba's revered mother, Srimati Ishwaramma. And the object of the honor to a Mahila or a lady is to honor a person for remarkable selfless service to the society. I was informed that the award was instituted in the year 2010 and has been given to eminent women such as Srimati Nagamma Keshav Murthy and late Dr. Savitri for their remarkable contributions in the field of public service and medical service, to Srimati Rukmini Krishnaswamy, Director of Spastic Society of Karnataka, and Srimati Sushilamma, founder of Sumangali Sevashram in Bengaluru, to Srimati Parvati Ponnappa, founder of Sai Ranga Vidya Samste, Mysore, a residential school for children with hearing and speech disabilities, and to many other distinguished social contributors. I am informed that the award function all these years were being held at Vrindavan Ashram. But this year, the Ishwaramma Puraskara Samarambha is being held at Prashanti Nilayam itself, of which I had heard of but never had an opportunity of visiting. I am therefore highly grateful to Srimati Nirmala Murthy, the convener of the Ishwaramma Puraskara Committee, her dear husband Sri SNS Murthy, and Mrs. Padma Arun, spiritual coordinator, Sri Satya Sai organization, and to everyone else who decided that I should be invited to preside over today's awards function. I am also conscious of the fact that on earlier occasions, eminent women such as Dr. Swarna Bharadwaj, Srimati Vandita Sharma, Srimati Uma Mahadevan have been invited to preside over the functions and hand over the awards. Therefore, at the outset, I extend my humble congratulations and tribute to the awardees today. Since we are celebrating about women and their achievements, permit me to say a few words about women and social work. Women, in a majority of cases, who render social work are tasked to examine roles, equity and fairness, and to deal with society whom they serve. Although women have taken a lead in caring roles within the social care profession, they remain under patriarchal power. Women are brought to believe that caring for others is a fundamental part of their existence. They are said to be emotional and caring, whereas, without meaning any disrespect, men are considered to be less emotional, hold authority and power. In the field of management, research undertaken on leadership styles have found women were similar to men in terms of leadership styles and therefore just as suitable to be managers. However, women managers who show a caring side could be perceived as weak. But if a woman adopts a male approach, she is considered aggressive. But according to me, women such as the awardees of today have not worked for any quest for excellence or customer care or total quality management. It is not business-like, commercial, or with reference to marketing strategies or performance indicators. These women who have been awarded today are, in my view, realized souls. Let us all give them an appreciation. Thank you. They have rendered excellent service in their respective fields, enhanced quality of a human being, and as to how a human personality could lead a life of total service and devotion to humankind. Such outstanding social service cannot be undertaken by men and women in general. It requires an inherent compassion, a humanistic approach, and a high level of care and concern to those in need of care, protection, and rehabilitation. The caring streak in women, such as the recipients of today's awards, emphasizes a high degree of empathy, and as a result, they have attuned their thinking and their life skills towards caregiving. Despite there being several laws and legislation to strengthen and support those in need of care and protection, whether they are economically or socially weaker sections of society, the disabled or differently abled, or those suffering from other disabilities, such laws or governmental policies would not by themselves ameliorate the conditions of those who are in need of care, protection, and upliftment. It is only when women and men who think of caring for the community and have commitment to this ethos who could endeavor to use their human relationships and skills for the purpose of rendering social service. I therefore congratulate the three women awardees, Srimati Gayatri Narayan, Srimati Tulsamma Kelur, and Srimati Sitava Jodatti, to whom I would say are eminent women. When we discuss about the status of women, we always think of empowerment of women. That means we take it for granted that women are the weaker sex or need to be empowered. Empowered as against whom? Empowered with what? Empowered to support an individual woman or women in general is to make them economically dependent, independent, so as to face any difficult situation and to participate in the development process of the nation. According to me, the recipients of the Ishwaramma Puraskara are empowered women without yielding any actual power or authority. They are self-reliant and with positive self-esteem and are willing to face any difficult situation in rendering service to the society in the respective fields that they have chosen. Though the women recipients have been introduced already before they received the awards, I would like to say a few words about each one of them and the fields in which they are rendering service. Srimati Gayatri Narayan is a multifaceted personality, involved in several social activities, but her most significant contribution in the last three decades has been Netradana, through collection of eyes from cadavers and arranging the implantation of the eyes so collected for restoration to the visually impaired. Srimati Gayatri Narayan has trained herself in removal of eyes and has directly carried out the task of removal of eyes to be passed on to the visually impaired individuals. The eyes which are received through such a magnanimous gesture is of great benefit to the society. While eye donation should be encouraged and is itself a social service after death, so as to enable another person to obtain vision, it is a unique type of charity. By donating vision after death, the donor lives in the eyes of the recipients, and the eyes from a dead person can enable two blind persons to acquire vision. Yet, what is important is that there is a hand which, at the right time, receives cornea and transfers it to a visually disabled person. It is that significant aspect of transplantation which is taken care of by Srimati Gayatri Narayan. Indeed, her vision and contribution to society has to be lauded and recognized. On this occasion, I would appeal that everybody should donate their eyes, as the same would ultimately result in removal of blindness in at least two people so that they could acquire vision in their life. Thank you. Srimati Tulsamma Kelur has been introduced. She has a yoga-based school for children at Holeyalur village, Ron Taluk, Gadag district. The institute is essentially for the blind, but also orphans, physically disabled, and homeless children are accommodated in the said school. The object of the school is obviously rehabilitation. By inculcating self-esteem to differently abled persons so that they blossom as responsible citizens of this country and are capable of leading an independent life in future without becoming a burden on their family and also be role models in the society. Have you wondered how yoga could be taught to the blind? It is not just by demonstration as is done to the normal visually able persons. to teach yoga to the blind, one should not just have the pose, but it must be along with the verbal demonstration, which is very unique. Therefore, the school run by Srimati Tulasamma Kelur, called Gnana Sindhu Residential School for the Visually Impaired, has been indeed visionary and has opened the eyes of several persons so as to understand the capabilities of the blind and as to how they could be encouraged in society. Many a times the blind are not permitted to participate in either academic competitions or in sporting activities. But the work of the recipient today demonstrates as to how the said disability or different ability could be overcome if there is a positive bent of mind so as to make the blind equally normal and to give them the greatest opportunities. Srimati Sitavva Jodatti is presently the Chief Executive Officer of Mahila Abhivruddhi Mattu Samskarana Samste, MASS MAS, which is involved in rescue and rehabilitation of Devadasis. Srimati Sitavva Jodatti became a Devadasi at a young age of 7 on account of social and economic pressure on her family. But she has founded the MAS movement to help former Devadasis, Dalit women and their families. The multiple programs of MAS has helped in education of the children of Devadasis, legal counseling and rescue and rehabilitation. The Devadasi system was considered to be at one point of time a religious practice in parts of South India, where parents married off their daughters to a deity in a temple, and thereafter they were known as Jogini and was not permitted to enter into real life marriage. They were called the female servants of God, but it was in effect an exploitation of women. Factors such as religious belief, male domination, economic stress was behind the perpetuation of the system. The Devadasi system is not only to be condemned and shunned, but all those who are exploited in the name of the said system must be rescued and rehabilitated. Srimati Sitavva Jodatti's endeavors are a result of her own suffering, and she has transformed her suffering to empowerment of other similarly placed women. Though in modern day women have entered diverse professions and may have outshined men or even other women in every field, they nevertheless face discrimination. Indian women have enormous hurdles and challenges to face while keeping their continuous enthusiasm to bring about economic and social change. It is not necessary to have a professional degree or a practice for the purpose of rendering social service. According to me, the most important quality for any person, male or female, in social service is a heart and mind totally devoted to render service to people in need of such services. Education may be an aid in the manner in which such services are rendered, but education by itself cannot equip anybody to render social services. What is of utmost importance is the thinking of a person, the personality to render social work, or to give care, a warm heart and a broad mind and a gentle touch which can transform the lives of thousands of people in need of care, protection and upliftment. Let me take today's opportunity to say a few words on the spirit of social work, particularly in youth and youth of India. It is needless to observe that wherever there is an organized society, there will always be a need for people to pursue social work in order to maintain the integrity of the society. In recent times, many young men and women have taken a keen interest in the field of social work. Some of them have even given up their lucrative jobs and are engaging themselves as social workers in counseling, community development, promoting social justice, teaching, and such other fields. Voluntary social work is done on a personal level, or it could be done even in an organization. But there is also professional social work. According to me, voluntary social work at a personal level is an humble act of a conscious citizen, done willingly for the welfare of the people and the society at large. Such social work bridges the gap between those in need of assistance and help and those who can otherwise render such assistance and help and are, for various reasons, not able to do so. The stamina and energy, intellect and courage of our youth, particularly in India, must be understood, and their energy must be channelized in the meaningful way. Many a time, children and youth have nothing much to do apart from being involved in academics or sports or other activities which do not add any value to their lives. There are certain children and youth who may not be interested in academics and sports also. They may be interested in cultural activities, but there may be other children who may be interested in volunteering themselves to society and community development programs. Parents of such children must encourage their children to do social work. The society is always in need of a helping hand, a warm heart, and a broad mind. It is the time and energy of such children and youth, if channelized in a meaningful way in rendering social work, that the minds of the children and youth, particularly in India, would not be diverted to other activities such as mindless spending, resulting in wasteful energy and time without there being any good result at the end. If the mind of the children and the youth is guided towards rendering social work, whether at the school level or college level or even later, by associating them with non-governmental organizations or through governmental organizations or social and community development programs, they would be valuable citizens of the country. Irrespective of what they may achieve in life, they would yet be doing great service to the society if they devote themselves to social work. Therefore, it is most important for organizations such as the Sri Satya Sai Baba organization to impress upon the children and youth of the world, and children and youth of India in particular, to involve themselves in social work, even in humble acts in the neighborhood or at their cities, for genuine purposes or reasons. The society would be greatly benefited by involvement of youth and children in social community developments. It is heartening to note that organizations, the Sri Satya Sai Baba organization, is involved in such social activities. Let me tell you, if in India we are all together today, it is because of organizations such as the Sri Satya Sai Baba organization. Territorially, we may be one. We may have one constitution. We may have one legal system. We may have one hierarchy of courts. But what bonds us is the feelings and brotherhood and fraternity. Although our constitution guarantees us fraternity, fraternity is in the constitution as a guaranteed theme. But such fraternity is actually practiced in the hallowed precincts of this hall. I therefore pray once again submit my humble pranams to Swami Sri Satya Sai Baba and the organization for rendering its services and perpetuating its mentor's memory. India being a nation comprising of a majority of citizens who are less than 30 years would need a meaningful way to lead their lives. In my view, social service is a meaningful way to lead one's life. This is a road to spirituality, and spirituality is very precious to mankind. Any spirituality without human approach is of no avail. On the other hand, a humane approach would ultimately lead to a spiritual bent of mind. Organizations such as this have successfully intertwined social work and spirituality. I think any separation of social work from spirituality would not really benefit the people at large. Rendering social work ultimately leads one to the path of spirituality. If such work is done without expecting anything in return and in the sheer rendering of service, which according to me is an aspect of spirituality. I therefore appeal to the youth of India to take up social help work, help their peers, friends, neighbors and communities in the cities, towns and villages, wherever they may be. Such service ought to be selfless service, which will lead them to spirituality. Today, social work in the field of environment, saving youth from distress, from drug abuse, alcoholism, addictions, and substance abuse and exploitation are areas where there is enormous potential for social work. It is heartening to note that Ishwaramma Puraskara Committee has taken a conscious decision to identify those women who are serving the society by doing social work without aspiring anything in return. It is a matter of great satisfaction that the Ishwaramma Puraskara Committee has been successful in identifying such persons who are not after recognition, name or fame. In my view, the committee itself is doing a yeoman service in identifying and recognizing such women by bringing them to public domain. The committee is doing yeoman service in identifying and recognizing such women by bringing them to public domain, their efforts, endeavors, and social service. The object and purpose of the committee is very sound and meaningful, as it is able to identify those women who have rendered selfless service to the society. By honoring such women, Sri Satya Sai Baba organization is rendering a great service, as it would open the eyes of many men and women and lead them to these people who are in need of services. Therefore, in my view, the committee has adopted a meaningful approach by awarding the recipients of today's awardees. And today, the award ceremony is special because it is not being held as it used to be held at Vrindavan Ashram at Whitefield, Bengaluru, but at the very own Prashanti Nilayam. Therefore, in my view, the committee has to be congratulated for its task. I must congratulate Sri Dakappa, President of the Karnataka State Sri Satya Sai Baba Organization, for having made the presentation of Mother Ishwaramma Award possible today at Prashanti Nilayam, Puttaparthi. I also congratulate Madam Nirmala Murthy, Convener of Ishwaramma Puraskara Committee, other members of the committee, Srimati Padma Arun, and all others who have identified the women who have been awarded with the Puraskara. I, for myself, I would say again that I am honored by being invited to this function. I once again express my gratitude and great honor that I have received by the Sri Satya Sai Baba organization and the Ishwaramma Puraskara committee for having invited me to give away the awards and to preside over the function. I also thank the organizers of this function for their kind hospitality extended to me and to my dear husband, and express my appreciation. May the Ishwaramma Puraskara committee select and award more and more women social workers in the years to come so as to recognize their services and bring their services in the public domain so that the recipients of such services would benefit a lot from the awardees. I once again thank you again for your presence in this function and for your patient hearing. I once again express my humble pranams and salutations to Swamiji Sri Satya Sai Baba, and my humble pranams and salutations to Mata Ishwaramma, and my humble pranams and salutations and greetings to each one of you. Thank you once again.
Thank you, madam. Those are very motivating words. I'm sure everybody present here will agree with me and take this forward in the social service. May I request Mrs. Hima Ratnakar to honor our guest, chief guest, Justice B.V. Nagaratna. Thank you, Mrs. Hima Ratnakar. The feminine is the foundation on which a peaceful and a happy world is to be raised. When women are true and brave, kind and compassionate, virtuous and pious, the world can have an era of peace and joy. Our beloved Bhagwan inaugurated the Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Project, devoted to the spiritual, moral and social upliftment of rural women. The trust extends Swami's healing touch to families, children and communities. With immense pleasure, we feel blessed. Thank you, Swami. To hand over 500 baby kids to Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Trust to continue the revered mother's mission. May I request the trustees of Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Trust to receive the baby kit. Mrs. Chetana and Mrs. Kamala Pandya. We also wish to offer 250 baby kits to Karnataka. May I request Srimati Jayalakshmi, Joint State Coordinator, come forward and receive the baby kit. Thank you, Madam Kamala Pandya and Jayalakshmi. It's indeed our honor to have our All India President, Sri Nimish Pandyaji, the pillar of strength, and Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations to address us on this momentous occasion.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. We are indeed grateful to him for this momentous occasion of the Ishwarama Puraskar and his grace and blessings for permitting us to be in his immediate presence. We thank Bhagwan from the bottom of our hearts. Dear brothers and sisters, on many occasions, many great people, and including Bhagwan, used to always say that, tell me how you treat your women and I'll tell you what your culture is. That is the hallmark position that women hold in a cultural society. Bhagwan has been instrumental from the beginning of his mission to set this balance between man and woman to a very divine level. Bhagwan knew out of his immense divine wisdom that to transform society, it is very, very important that women are given their due place in society. To them lies the credit of transforming society in the different role that women empower themselves in society. A woman as a daughter, mother, wife, mother-in-law, the different roles that the woman performs binds the society. And Bhagwan used to always say that wherever there is family as a unit of society, and that family is in the control of the woman of the house, society will always be safe, women will be safe, children will be safe, and human values will be safe in society. And this is the task and blessings that Bhagwan bestowed upon women. Today, it is my great pleasure to be present at this absolutely divine function. I'm in absolute awe of the three women who have been awarded the Ishwarama Puraskara. It just manifests what Bhagwan told us all these years, that whether you are in the frame of a woman or you are in the frame of a man, what lies beneath is the power of divine which runs the entire system of the human being. And therefore, both men and women have equal right to tap on this innate, inherent divinity and reach the highest goals that Bhagwan has set for us. And our three awardees today have proved that fact, that when you tap on your inherent divinity, you can achieve what God himself can do for mankind. And if we congratulate all the three allotted devotees today. And I think it is indeed providential that today's chief guest, Honorable Srimati Justice Nagaratna, has been bestowed the blessings by Bhagwan to be the chief guest. Her persona and the persona of the awardees is a great amalgam of power that women hold in today's society. And we congratulate you also, madam, for being with us. I must also congratulate the presence of our esteemed husband who is with us today. And I welcome you, sir, to Prashanthi Nilayam. And we are indeed grateful that together the two of you represent what an ideal combination of a man and woman together can be in society, being supportive to each other in many, many ways. Men and women have to come together with mutual respect. It is not the story of one who is more powerful and one who is less powerful. It is the two dimensions of divinity which have to work in balance and together. And Bhagwan used to always encourage this thought in society. Bhagwan knew the first education institution was in Anandpur for women and not for men. The first baby step in transforming society by the Bal Vikas movement, Bhagwan bestowed his confidence amongst the sisters. And I tell you, madam, Nagaratna ma'am, that in the Sai organization, it is the women who are the strength of the entire Sai organization in the country. If it wasn't for them, this organization would not have seen 50 glorious years of the Sat Sai organization. And I am inspired today to say that my sisters in the state organization of Karnataka have done a fantastic job with this continuous Ishwarama Puraskar. And that inspires me to say that what the women in Karnataka can do, the women in all the other states of India can do, and we shall motivate them that they, other states also should start the Ishwarama Puraskar for the other prominent women who have worked throughout the length and breadth of this country. I pray to Bhagwan that he grants us the wisdom and the courage and the sadbuddhi to see that we fulfill every inch, every moment and every word that he has said of his divine mission, and we pray to Bhagwan that he grants us this blessing and we continue to be instruments in his divine mission. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Your words are a great motivation and encouragement for us. Thank you. Now I request Srimati Radhika Yadalam to give her the vote of thanks.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble loving pranams at the divine feet of our dear Swami. Sai Ram to all. Swami, we all know that without your divine sankalpa, even a blade of grass will not move. Who else shall we owe the success of today's programs but to you, Swami? Thank you, Swami, for your grace and love you shower on all of us unconditionally. We would like to thank, express our gratitude to the respected trustees of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. We also are grateful to the All India President, Sri Nimesh Pandeyji, for his guidance and support. We also extend our thanks to the ashram staff, accommodation staff, and Radio Sai for their kind cooperation. We, the Mahila Vibhag of Karnataka, are extremely grateful for making us instruments in carrying out such divine projects of Sai. We pray to you, Swami, to bless our awardees today so that they may continue their selfless service to the society relentlessly and to guide all of us in dedicating ourselves to your mission throughout our lives. Thank you all for making this day such a success. Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Jai Vaishnavi Devi Maa, Jai Jai Vaishnavi Devi Maa. Samasta loka sukhino.